Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
So, and Arpanam, it is what said, Kamato, Kamato, Api, Yat Karomi, Shubhashuvam, Tatsarvam, Dvaisanyastam, Tvat Prayuktah Karomyaham. So, mantras which explain this. So, through whatever desire or without desire, whatever I have done, I surrender it to you. That is the how you surrender to the Lord. Tatphala sanyasova, or giving up the result, attachment to the result. That is also Ishvara Panidhanam. Ishvara Panidhanam is not just pacifying, peacing, making the God, Lord happy. That is not the only thing. Ishvara Panidhana is giving up the attachment to the karma, is the desires of the experience, is also Ishvara Panidhana. Sahi Kriya Yoga. And that is what is called as Kriya Yoga. And what is Kriya Yoga? Samadhi Bhavanarthaha Klesha Taru Karanarthascha. Samadhi Bhavanarthaha Klesha Tanu Karanarthascha. Samadhi Bhavanartha Klesha Tanu Karanarthascha. Karanarthascha, not Arthascha. Karana Arthascha. Samadhi Bhavana Arthaha Klesha Tanu Karanarthascha. What is Kriya Yoga? What is the use of Kriya Yoga? That is the Kriya Yoga, which is for Bhavana, feeling, meditating on Samadhi, to gain that Samadhi, the feeling of Samadhi. And Klesha Tanu Karanarthascha, to nullify the Kleshas. Tanu Karana means to make it very subtle. Tanu means subtle. To make it weightless, subtle. Of what to make, what should you make subtle? The Kleshas. For both these reasons, you practice Kriya Yoga. Sahi Asevyamanaha Samadhim Bhavyati. Because when you practice this Kriya Yoga, it brings in as the result the Samadhi. Kleshansha Pratanu Karoti. And it also nullifies the effect of Klesha, or it reduces the Kleshas. It simplifies the Kleshas. It makes the Kleshas subtle. Pratanu Krutan Kleshan Prasankhyana Agnina Dagda Bija Kalpan Aprasava Dharminaha Karishyatiti. What is the use if I make the Kleshas subtle? This will, what will happen? Pratanu Krutan Kleshan. When the Kleshas are made subtle, Prasankhyana Agnina, through the knowledge, Viveka Agnina, Viveka Khyati. Prasankhyana is Viveka Khya Prakathane. Knowledge, here we have to understand knowledge. So, in the knowledge, because of that knowledge, Veka, Prasankhyana, because of the knowledge, whatever the knowledge of fire, the fire of knowledge or knowledge of fire. So, this fire of knowledge, with this, Prasankhyana Agnina, Dagda Bija Kalpan, the Kleshas are like roasted seed. Dagda Bija means roasted seed. Kalpan, they attain the state similar to the roasted seed. What does that mean? Aprasava dharminaha karishyati. Roasted seed will not have the energy, the power to sprout. Like that, these kleshas which are roasted, which are made subtle, will not have the power to create a new samskara, create a new thought vritti, thought function. Tesham tanu karanat punaha kleshaihi aparamrishtaha sattva purusha anyata khyatihi sukshma prajna samadhi adhikara samapta adhikaraha pratiprasavaye kalpayishyataihi. And tesham tanu karanat, once you have made the kleshas subtle, puna kleshaihi aparamrishtaha, it is not just that you are making it subtle and after some time it comes again. It is not like that. It is once for all. Once you have destroyed it, kleshaihi punaha aparamrishtaihi, is not tainted by the kleshas again. till that stage you have to practice the kriya yoga. Sattva purusha anyatha khyati, he gains the viveka khyati, which through which he differentiates the sattva, the chitta, the purusha and the prathana. Everything he understands in different way. Sukshma prajnaha, his knowledge will become very subtle without any vritti, thought function. Samapta adhikara, because of that he is a person who has destroyed the adhikara. Adhikara means his right to be born, his karmas which are ready to give the results, that he has destroyed. Pratiprasavaya, and pratiprasavaya, prasava means generally sui prasave, to prani prasave, to give birth to. Pratiprasavaya means it is not to give birth to kalpate, he is ready to be born again. Kalpisha, it is not like that. Pratiprasavaya means pravilayaya, pravilapaya, pravilapaya, for the pravilayaya or pravilapaya, for the merging in the self. He becomes ready. Atha kete klesha kiyanto vaiti. Now you, from the first chapter, from the first sutra, you have been troubling me. What is that? Klesha, 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 klesha. You are disturbing me by saying out these disturbances. Now, finally tell me, what are these kleshas which I have to destroy? How many of them are there? What are these kleshas and how many of them are there? Now you say this. Avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhiniveshaha, pancha kleshaha. Avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhiniveshaha, pancha kleshaha. Avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhiniveshaha, pancha kleshaha. Avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhiniveshaha. All these five, pancha klesha, all these five are the kleshas. These five are what which are termed as kleshas. And these are the kleshas, obstacles, trouble which we have to remove. What is that? Avidya, first ignorance. Aspita, the idea, it is mine. And raga, desire. Dvesha, the hatred. Abhinivesha, the fear of death. All these five are the trouble. Klesha iti. What is klesha? Pancha viparyaya ityartha. Klesha means those things which are the cause for the trouble, which are the obstacle to gain the truth, to gain the knowledge of the truth, to gain the establishment in the truth. Gunadikaram dhadayanti. When they exist, they make the karmas, the thought functions to give the results. Gunadikaram means the karmas to give results. They make the karmas to, if they exist, when they function, produce the results. Parinamam avasthapeti. And they present in front of you all the different kinds of the causes for you to react. Karya karana srota unnamayanti. And karya karana srota. And it produces the flow of karya and karana. Karya karana flow. The cause effect flow. It keeps it functioning. Paraspara anugraha tantri bhuyaha karma vipakamcha abhinirharanti. And each avidya smita raga dvesha abhinivesha, each of them help the other. Parasparam anugraha tantri bhuya, help the other to karma vipakam, to give the results. Whatever may be the results, each help the other to produce results. Abhinirvahanti. That is how they maintain themselves. They function. Avidya kshetram uttaresham prasupta tanu vichinna उदाराणाम् त्रयेषाम् प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् अविद्या क्षेत्रमुत्तरेषाम् प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् अविद्या क्षेत्रमुत्तरेषाम् प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् अविद्या क्षेत्रमुत्तरेषाम् प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् three states prasupta tanu vichinna of these three states which belong to each of the asmita avidya asmita raga dvesha vinivesha each five kleshas exist in three different states and for each of them the base the cause is avidya avidya kshetram avidya is the kshetra the plane the base the substratum in which all the other kleshas exist and those kleshas are also not in one form they exist in three forms each of these kleshas exist in three forms prasupta tanu vichinna udarana prasupta tanu vichinna udarana prasupta tanu vichinna udara four forms okay अत्र अविद्या क्षेत्रं प्रसवभूमि उत्तरेषाम् अस्मितादीनां चतुर्विध कल्पितानां प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् सो अविद्या इज दि क्षेत्र प्रसवभूमि इज दि प्लेस फॉर दि बर्थ ऑफ ऑल दि अदर ट्रबल्स उत्तरेषाम् मीन्स अस्मिता एक्सेट्रा अस्मिता ऑल दोस ट्रबल्स फॉर ऑल दिस फोर दि अविद्या इज दि बेस प्रसुप्त तनु विच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् तत्र का प्रसुप्ति so prasupta tanu vichinna udara you said what is prasupti to explain that he says prasupti chetasi shakti matra pratishthanam bija bhava upagamah chetasi shakti matra prasupti means the chitta the shakti only exist the effort the power of the effort only exist bija bhava upagama as a seed it is not ready to sprout it exists as a seed but has a tendency to as a the all the inert the shakti in an inert form to sprout that exists but it is not ready to sprout at this point of time prasupti it is in a dormant state that is prasupti tasya prabodha alambane prabodhe alambane सम्मुखी भावः प्रसंख्यानवतः दग्ध क्लेश बीजस्य सम्मुखी भूते अपि आलम्बने नासौ पुनर् अस्ति दग्ध बीजस्य कुतः प्ररोहति तस्य प्रबोधे आलम्बने when when that is when he arises from that state आलम्बने सम्मुखी भावः प्रसंख्यानवतः when the alambane sambhuki matra whatever is the object of meditation when he has come into face with that prasankhyana that kind of person who has the knowledge he prasankhyana dagda klesha bijasya because of that knowledge he has made this klesha as a roasted seed sambhuki bhute api alambane na asau punarasti so even though since for him the seeds are roasted even though the alambana the object of the world presents in front of him presents itself in front of him he is not troubled by it samuki bhute api alambane naso punarasti it is not a cause for trouble for him even though the object presents itself in front of him దగ్ధ బీజస్య కుతః ప్రారోహయతి బికాస్ హౌ క్యాన్ అ రోస్టెడ్ సీడ్ స్ప్రౌట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ అతః క్షీణ క్లేశః కుశలశ్చరణ దేహ ఇతి ఉచ్యతే దట్ ఇస్ వై ద పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ క్షీణ క్లేశః క్షీణః క్లేశః యస్యః స సో అ పర్సన్ హూస్ క్లేశాస్ హావ్ బికమ్ నల్లిఫైడ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ this is the term which is used kushalaha kushalaha is an expert meaning charama deha he is the person who has taken the final body this is the final embodiment he will not be born again iti uchyate that is what they call tatreva cha tatreva sa dagdha bija bhavah panchami klesha avastha na anyatreti so only in that state the kleshas dagdha bija bhavah panchami klesha avastha na anyatreti only there the five states of kleshas, panchami kleshaha, kleshavastaha, all the five states of klesha, dagda bija bhavaha, they are in the state of roasted seed, not in any other place. Only in a place who, in only in a state of knowledge, the seeds are as though it is roasted, the karmas are as though it is roasted. They don't have the power to sprout, to give results. Satam kleshanam tada bija samartyam dagdamiti vishayasya samukhi bhavyapi sati na bhavati esham prabodhayiti ukta prasupti. So satam kleshanam, though the kleshas exist, tadam bija samartyam dagdamiti, its effort, its shakti, its power to sprout is destroyed, it is burnt. Vishayasya iti, therefore, vishayasya samukhi bhave api, though the object presents itself in front of him, even when he faces the object of desire, sati, na bhavati esham prabodha, he does not get attracted to it. Iti utta prasuti, this is what is prasuti, the state of dormant existence, where he is not troubled by any of the objects of the world. Dagda bijanam aprarohascha. And we have explained another thing. The roasted seed, the karmas which exist as a roasted seed, don't sprout. That also is explained. Tanuttam uchyate. Next is tanu. What is tanu? Pratipaksha bhavena upataha kleshaha tanu vanti. We already saw in the first adhyaya, first chapter. Sukha dukha punya punya visheshu. Sukha dukha punya punya vishyeshu, in that maitri karuna mudita upekshanam sukadukha punya punya vishyanam bhavanatas chitta prasadam, that was the sutra. In the sukadukha punya punya vishya, maitri karuna mudita and upeksha are the bhavanas, feelings, meditation you have to have. If you have that pratipaksha, that is called pratipaksha bhavana, that is an act which is pratipaksha, which is against the nature of the thought function, which will happen. So, by negating the thought function, by presenting it with another thought function, which is against the nature of the previous thought function, bhavana upataha kleshaha tanu vanti. By that, the kleshas become subtle, weak. Tanu also can be weak. It can be termed as weak. Subtle means weak. It becomes weak. Tatha vichidya vichidya tena tena atmana punaha samudha charanti iti vichinnaha. Next is tanu vichinnaha. What is vichinnaha? Then, because it has become weak, it does not come in a continuity. Suddenly some kind of thought function arises. Without any reason, without any cause, there is a hatred, there is a desire, there is a love. This kind of thought function happen. That is because of this tanukarana, of the weakening of the thought function, of the power of the thought. Katham, how do you do this? How do you see this? Because raga kale krodhasya darshnat, in the period of desire, you don't see krodha, you don't see anger. When you are in love, you don't have any anger. Nahi raga kale krodha samudacharati ragascha kochide drishyamano na vishyantre nasti naikasyam striyam chaitro rakta haiti anyasutrishu virateti kintu tatra rago labdhavritti anyatra bhavishyat vrittiti. So you cannot say nahi raga kale krodha samudacharati, you cannot say that in the period of desire the anger is totally destroyed. That you cannot say. Because ragascha kochit drishyamano na vishyantre nasti. And you cannot say that I have desire in one object, it does not exist in other objects. You cannot say that also. Why? Because desire is in one object. The chaitra, the person called chaitra, he desires one female, one woman. Now, it does not mean he hates the other woman. The other woman's. It means he has desire, love for this particular woman now, and the desire for other woman, it is in bhavishyatvati. Later on he will have. He might not have it at present, but at the future point that will come. So, desire does not destroy the anger. desire is not monopoly, it is presently now in one object, later point of time it will be in another object. So that is possible. Sahi tada prasupta tanu vichinna bhavati, that point of time it becomes a prasupta tanu vichinna. It prasupta tanu becomes vichinna, the third state it comes. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.